Tavshinun Beis Vayichi, if I'm not mistaken, this was the time where the Rebbe began to use a term which he did not use before, and if he did, he used it only occasionally, and after this the Rebbe began to use it constantly. And that is that normally when a person is given a bracha to live, you say he should live to 120. Then the Rebbe started to say more than 120, he should live to 180 like Yitzhak Avinu, 175 like Avraham Avinu. Then the Rebbe began to say Chayim Nitzchim, that it should live forever, eternal life, because once Mashiach comes, all Yidden will live for all of eternity. And the Rebbe used the word constantly without any kind of interruption. Points that the Rebbe spoke about earlier in the Sicha is, the Rebbe speaks about planting a seed. When you put a seed in the ground, in essence, it looks like you're destroying it. You're taking something, and instead of using it, you put it into the ground. And basically, you're losing it, you're getting rid of it. A few months later, something grows out of the ground. So of course, someone who's ignorant doesn't know the connection, just sees that a few months later something grows out of the ground, a few months earlier something was thrown away and lost and destroyed. But we know that it's not two separate events, they're connected. That means in reality, when you see this being put in the ground, it's the beginning of growth. But it just appears to be the opposite. And we'll soon see how this fits into what the Rebbe is going to say. Based on everything that was said before, what we can learn from Pashas Vayichi, Zarei Bachayim, again the same emphasis, children continue to live, which means that we have to add in Machshava and Dibra Maisa, V'Tekev Nitzchi Ba'Azriya, we have to constantly plant Torah and Mitzvahs, and when you plant Torah and Mitzvahs, what grows out is Geula. We know in fact the term sprouting is used very often in reference to Geula, Smicha. In fact, Mashiach himself is called Tzemach. But Negela Pula Bizarre, in reference to the thing we should learn from this, what we should do with the children, which means to increase in education of boys and girls, little children, like it says, Vishnantan Lavanecha Eila Tamidim, but it should be with a take of Nitzchi. In other words, you should educate the child with such strength, such a powerful way, in such a strong way, in such a deep way, that even after the father or the teacher is no longer standing right next to him and teaching him what to do, because the father or the teacher is now busy with other things, but the chinuch was so powerful and penetrated so deeply that it became part of him. The pulas achinuch is like zriya. What does zriya mean? It's like planting something that once you planted, then it continues to grow forever, because something grows, then you take that seed and plant it again, it continues to grow. So once you plant a seed, what you've accomplished is something which will last forever. And that's the kind of chinuch we have to give our children. And this is the same with everything. Every activity of Torah mitzvahs is also called zriya. Why? Because everything we do, a ma'isa echad, dibur echad, machshava achas, this brings sprouting and growing, which is many times more than what I've invested. Fruits and fruits of fruits, which go on forever. And therefore, even when a person does Torah mitzvahs, and for whatever reason, whatever he did seems to be interrupted. For example, instead of doing this, I'm doing something else, which is also a good thing. Or instead of doing things, a person stops to rest or stops to go to sleep. And then there seems to be an interruption in Maisa and Dibra Machshava. So this interruption, the Rebbe compares to like putting the seed in the ground. It looks like it's no longer there. But in reality, it's something which lasts forever. And the effect of it continues to come. Because when you plant a seed, it's there forever. And again, it's very possible that Rebbe here was alluding to the fact that we're approaching a time period where there's going to be a concealment. And it appears as if, chas v'shalom, there's an interruption. But in reality, this is just something which is going to lead to tzmicha and to growth. And this comes out in the words by Yechi Yaakov. Yaakov is the letters Yud Ekev. The Yud represents Nekudas Ayadas, the Etzim of the Yud, Chelek Lekam Imal Mamish, because the Yud is the Yud of Hashem's name, and this Yud penetrates every fiber of this Jew's existence and reaches to the furthest point in the Yud, which is Akev, the hill. And this brings out the nitzchis of Etzim and Neshama in everything that a Yid does. That whatever a Yid does, the effect of it is forever. Void boy Iker, that this riyah of one act brings the tzmicha of geula. Not stam, it brings good results. But the ultimate tzmicha, the ultimate is the result of geula. Like the Rambam says, one mitzvah, one dibur, and one machshava is able to tip the scale and bring yeshuv atzala. And then every single yid will have chayim nitzchim kipshutim. Like I said, here's when the Rebbe began to speak this language. Starting with the yidden in our generation, who are neshamis bigufim, lairich yom v'sharim tevis, and not only will they live 147 years like Yaakov, and not only will they live 180 years like Yitzchak, but they'll live chayim nitzchim, and the same with all the yidden of all the generations prior to ours. We'll see the fulfillment of Yikitzub Ran Rasheich Neyafar. And also all the yidden that come in the generation following ours will also all live forever. V'yi ratzon, that this achlata, that one should add in mitzvah achas, but do it in a way of zriya, in other words, that you're planting it in a way that this will bring the tzmicha, this will be the sprouting of geula. Take a b'miyad mamish in this Shabbos, Shabbos Chazak, when we finish the first Sefer of Torah, and the first, in a sense, includes all the five chumashim, because the first always includes everything that follows. And it also includes all the chavdalat sifra kedish, all the Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Until it comes to the end of Divrei Hayamim, where it says Vayal, which is the Aliyah going up from Golus to Geula, and then Shabbos, Mincha time, we read Eilu Shmeis Bnei Yisrael Abayim Mitzrayma. We should see the Reuven, the Shimon, Salkin, that all the Yud Beishvatim, when Mashiach comes, will have all the 12 tribes back again. The Avis and the Mois and Moshe and Aaron and the Sidar Reinu, which is the Yais of our generation, Shalomes, just like Yaakov Lomes, as it's known that Nasi is Rosh HaTevis, Nutzutza Sheyaakov Avinu. Again, we mentioned before when we talk about the idea that the Rebbe is here, the Rebbe is alive, and people raise the question, it has to be made clear that the Etzem principle itself is not a chiddush of Lubavitch. This is not something which Lubavitch innovated. This is in the Gemara. The Gemara says Yaakov Lomes. The Gemara says Moshe Lomes. The Gemara tells us as Rabbi Yudah Nasi came home every Friday night and made kiddush. And again, the Mefarshim, if you look in the Mefarshim in reference to Yaakov Lomes, they make it clear that we're not talking about something metaphoric or symbolic. It means reality, Yaakov Lomes, Gam Beguf, like we said before. What the Rebbe is adding, though, is that this principle doesn't only apply to Yaakov, doesn't only apply to Moshe, doesn't only apply to Rabbi Yudah Nasi or to David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, but it applies to every Nasi in every generation. And it's based on the fact that the word Nasi means Nitzutz Shel Yaakov Avinu. So if every Nasi is a spark of Yaakov Avinu's Neshama, so therefore, just like Yaakov Lomes, it applies to every Nasi as well. And we mentioned in the first maimah that the Friedrich Rebbe said after the Stalkas of the Rebbe Rashab was he told a story along the same lines. He told the story how he was sitting in his father's room. He was a child of, I think he writes there, 5, 6 years old. And he would love to go hear stories from the Parsha, stories from the Gemara. And after he would hear these stories, he would love to go back, sit down in this room. This was the room that was his grandfather's room, the Rebbe Marash. At this point, the Rebbe Marash was already in a stalik. But he would go into that room, sit down on a chair, and he said he had a system where he would just sit down, close his eyes, and picture the story in his mind. And he conditioned himself that he would picture it so vividly, so clearly, with his mamash alive to him. And that day he heard a story that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi would come home every Friday night after he passed away. He told his children before they should remember that the table should be in its place, and his bed should be in its place, and his menorah that gives light should be in its place, and everything should be the way it was. And Friday night he shows up at the Shabbos table. As we know, he made Kiddush for the family, and he continued to come to his family every Friday night. The Friedrich Rebbe said, I sat down and I was picturing this in my mind in a very live way. And then suddenly a thought came to me that if Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi did that, then my grandfather was also a tzaddik. Perhaps also he comes back every Friday night. And perhaps not only every Friday night, but every night. And he says, as I'm thinking these words, I hear noise. I open my eyes and I see my father, who was the Rebbe Rashab, and I see him standing facing the table and chair of my grandfather. He's wearing his Shabbos-dikke clothes. He's wearing his gartel. He's holding a paper and reading. Tears are flowing from his eyes, and his mouth, his lips are moving. He's speaking. And he said, I was overcome with such fear that I flew out of the room as fast as I can go. In other words, implying that what he was just thinking, he actually saw how the Rebbe Rashab was standing in front of his father, the Rebbe Marash, in that very same room, in the very same place, speaking to him just like he always did during his lifetime. So this was what the Friedrich Rebbe said in the first Maimer that he gave when he first became Rebbe, right after the passing of the Rebbe Rashab. So Rebbe says this is every Nasi. Nevertheless, we still see that by every Rebbe and every Nasi, it was brought out in a more open way, in a more powerful way. By day is kashas v'abitul and Nasi Adair, harizah nimshach b'chol echad v'echad manshi Adair. And by being connected to the Nasi Adair, this affects every single person of the generation, that this principle of the Nasi Adair is lay mess, it affects everyone of the generation also in such a way. Then the Rebbe concludes how this should bring Yosef Adnei Sheinis Yodei Basav Nitche Yisroel, with all the brachas, that Friedrich Rebbe's name is connected to Geula and connected to Kibbutz Golius. So therefore we should see how the Eivishter gathers every one of us and brings us back out of Golus, together with every shul and every Beis Medrash and all the Svarim and all the handwritten manuscripts. This is right after Heitavis. And starting with the shul and Beis HaKnesses of the Nesid Areinu, which we are in here right now, Beis Rabbeinu Shebabavel, and the same with every personal home, everybody's personal home, if it was transformed into a bias of Torah, Tefillah, and Gemilas Chasadim, you'll take that along with you to Yerushalayim also. And every one of us will be able to point the finger and say, Hinei Mashiach Tzedkeinu, Hinei Kveir Kedushas Meir Ruchom Yadva Nesid Areinu, Hinei Elokeinu Zeh, here is the Shulchan, all set. Here is the Levyasin. Here is the Sherabar. Here is the Yayin HaMeshumah, the special wine. And at the end of the Suda, David Malkim Mashiach will say, Ani Avar Evoli Noah Levarich. And the Rebbe concludes with the brachas that we should see. The Eivishter take us all with the Anan Shmaya with David Malkim Mashiach. Before Shabbos yet, the Atzein HaGdeisha Yishlai Merakedish, La'ar HaKedish, the Beis HaMikdash, and Kedish HaKedosh.